Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Spooky lights and cameras for finding ghosts.
Ooh, I'll show you a fun live trivia game.
And believe it or not, I have another tool for my Inbox Zero tool belt.
It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device. It pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com/iOS today to save 20% off any order. And by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Sure, you know. Welcome to Aaron Rodgers has the discount double check. You have the iOS tool belt.
Yes.
Welcome to iOS Today. I'm Leo Laporte.
I am Megan Maroney.
And this is the show where we cover iPhone, iPod, if we had any, iPads, Apple Watches, the new Apple TV. I thought I'd have the 4K TV by now. Apple charged my credit card, and I believe they shipped it, but it hasn't come yet. So we can't talk about it. This week, I thought we would.
Not yet.
I did get one new Apple thing. This is the Product Red.
It's lovely.
Silicone band.
I love it. It matches my case that I'll talk about later, which is not an Apple case, but it's also red.
Red's good. A good color. I got the gray watch, and Rene Ritchie inspired me to. He said red and gray. Good look. And it is. I think it's.
It is.
Isn't that pretty? Yeah.
It matches the
red dot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I ordered the red dot watch per your suggestion last week. It will come next week.
You got to have the red dot. Otherwise,
yeah, you have to have the red dot. I know you don't even want to be seen with me if I don't have the red dot. I know. I tried the sticker.
What watch face do you use? I've stuck with utility now for a while.
I am. What's this one called? I forget what it's called.
Info. Tap your watch. Info.
It is called
Info.
Modular.
Oh, modular.
And then you can, you know, switch all the things around.
So. Oh, I kind of, you know what? Maybe I should use that. Like it's very informational.
And you can use third-party apps on there, too. So, like, I have Pocket Casts on there, too, which makes it really easy for control my podcast while I'm driving. Not that I do that, but
you wouldn't stoplights. Yeah.
We're talking about Halloween today, Magic Halloween.
We aren't wearing costumes.
No, because next week is Halloween. But if we talked about Halloween next week, then you'd be watching it the next day, and it would be
useless.
No fun. But
so we're getting ready for Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know the big thing for Halloween these days? Is decorations. Look at the decorations we have added. They have orange lights.
Yes.
Can we do orange and black?
We can do orange and black. We can do anything.
We can alternate. Those are my hue lights. I brought.
Those are your hue lights.
Looks I turned like one's out.
I turned it off.
Okay.
You can just turn one on. No, now they're all back on. And I can change. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You can control them individually.
I don't think you can make them black, though. I think you can just make them dark blue.
Yeah.
There's one blue.
Hue lights are the original colored lights from Philips. And now there are a lot of companies that do these RGB LEDs. Mm-hmm. Three different LEDs in one bulb. And you can then mix and match to get any color in the rainbow.
So I am controlling these with the Hue app, which you can see on my iPhone.
But that's because Leo's hues are so darn old.
Yeah, you have the there's the hub there right in front of you that is connected. It doesn't work with HomeKit. It's an old hub.
And is this paperclip part of the?
Well, no, I use it to reset it. But
you had to take it away from me.
Uh huh. So that is actually connected to our internet. And then it's connected to the phone, and I can do different scenes if I want. So if you want a tropical light, I could do that. Ocean scenes, savanna scenes. Or you could use IFTTT to automatically turn your lights orange on Halloween.
I used to do that. I would just have them turn orange at sunset.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I would want an indoor and outdoor sunset.
You can just go.
They can blink when you get a new email. They can do all sorts of things.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
How come you haven't set them up at your house?
They were amazing for a while, but I didn't really feel the need for them. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. I really couldn't think of a use for it. It's one of those things. Do you have a Hughes at your house?
No, I don't, but I'll take these home.
You know what I ordered? I ordered some Sylvania. Sylvania makes fairly inexpensive now LED bulbs that are dimmable and controllable by Zigbee. These are Zigbee compatible as well. The hub is Zigbee compatible. That's one of Zigbee and Z-Wave are the two original home automation protocols. Is Apple Zigbee or Z-Wave, or is it just Apple?
It's its HomeKit.
It's HomeKit. It's its own thing.
It's just the Home app, which is here. And then
I thought that they
So, you know, I have, like, I could unlock or lock my door here, which
so I have to get a new hub, in other words.
Yes. To make it HomeKit compatible. Did you see Scully that
I did that, that you made? Did on Know How. Yes, I thought that was Scully. I, was
that's
very
their
impressive.
Scully.
Yeah. So you and Father Robert built this with a Raspberry Pi, and it controls Scully to do what?
It's an Arduino.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arduino.
That's okay.
Okay. They all look the same.
And it plugs in, and his first idea was that when you get close to it, it would automatically turn on. So, like, you'd put it over the candy bowl, and then so
that'd
you see
creepy.
The little sensors
yeah.
in there. But then he couldn't get the sensors to work correctly. So now it just turns on and off when you plug it in.
I like it's USB powered, so you could plug it into your laptop if you
right.
want. If somebody
or
comes
you could
near
plug
your
it
laptop.
Into a portable battery.
It's pretty impressive. You and Robert just really can just whip stuff up like that. That's amazing.
I enjoyed the soldering, but I made the fatal soldering mistake.
Uh-oh,
which is
what's
I tried
that?
To...
You stuck it in your mouth? That would be an actually fatal.
No. And I wasn't holding it wrong either. You remember, you know that
could really
stock
hurt.
Photo where there's a woman soldering and she's holding the hot part? I didn't do that either.
I can die.
No, but this is a good tip. I was trying to solder in the air like this, and everyone in the chat room, our faithful chat room, says you need to ground yourself like this when you're soldering. Like with your elbow on the table.
So you're steady.
Steady. Yeah, there's the holding it wrong.
Yeah, she's holding the hot part. Okay. Yeah. So that part gets hot, kids. Go up a little higher to the plastic handle. Wow. But I have to say, when you hold it there, it is very accurate.
True.
You really have fine control, if only for a second.
I'm not checking the time, if you're wondering. You can also control your Hue lights with...
No, you're not doing that with
the watch.
You're not going to control them with the watch,
yes.
are you?
Yes,
do we have to have HomeKit, or can we do it...
No, we could do it with the Hue app. So
wow, that's nice. Okay.
Find the Hue. You want to do it, or you just like the idea that you could do it?
No, I think that would be cool because I have the real advantage of the watch is that it's always on you, and your phone might be hard to reach for or something. You're sitting there, and you want to dim the lights for movie night or make them spooky.
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching on Halloween night?
Oh, that's a good question. What am I going to watch? I don't know yet.
Lisa keeps threatening that we're going to watch the entire Ring series.
Oh. I like Scream. That's my favorite scary movie.
Scream's scary. The Ring. Have you seen The Ring?
No, and I don't think I would.
Oh, that's scary.
Maybe.
That's a scary movie.
Yeah. Shall I control them with my watch and turn them orange with my
can
watch?
Can you control them with your thoughts?
No, but I can control them with
say
my
yes,
watch.
Yes, and then tap your watch.
Did you see that?
Cool.
And you can set up all kinds
of things. Do you have to have pre-programmed settings for that?
Yeah, I said, turn them orange. And then, yeah, that's all you can get if you see my watch. It's just... You
see, now really I am wondering, why didn't I install those at my house?
Good turn.
Golly.
Yeah. All right.
I'm really missing all the fun.
Are you ready for something else?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Those are the Hues.
The reason why I don't have Hues is they're expensive.
Yeah, that's why I got the Sylvanias. Sylvanias don't do color, but you can control them with any Zigbee controller. Which means you can do things like say Echo turn on the lights in the kitchen, which is what I was hoping to do.
So this on the go light, this Hue light, this like ball light, that would be good for Halloween. You could stick it in a pumpkin or something, or you know, stick it somewhere and then control it just remotely.
Oh yeah, it'd be kind of fun in a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in the
or in the bath.
Okay. Moving on. The FLIR camera. This is a thermal.
This, I saw your tweet, and
yes.
I thought, how is she doing that? That
I
is so cool.
You like to know.
A thermal imaging camera for your iPhone?
Right, which is great for finding ghosts on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here it is, the
FLIR
camera.
I love it, because, you know, that's kids kind of like ghost hunting. And so having ghost hunting equipment is always fun.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's get the Hue. Let's get the FLIR up here.
I don't believe in no ghosts.
So here is.
Oh, look, you're all warm. Wait a minute, but you're not on camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very.
Oh, look at that.
You can see
oh,
all
that's
the spots
creepy.
Where I'm warm.
So it really works. I mean, that. So red is obviously hot and blue is cold.
Mm hmm. And then,
are you going to fleer me?
Yeah. Well, I fleered you before, so let's look at my...
You did?
Well, look
at... You didn't tell me you were fleering me?
There was a ghost. I was totally fleering you. There you are, fleered.
So what does FLIR stand for? I used to know. Forward-looking infrared?
There's my hand.
You know what I want? Bleer. Backward-looking
infrared. There's John fleered. So show that video of the studio.
I think that's really cool. Yeah, this was really neat. So you can see where the hot spots are. Why is that? I guess there's a light on. Oh, yeah, that's the light. Yeah.
The light shining and... It's very cool.
You know what this actually would genuinely be useful for?
Finding out the spots where heat was coming in.
Yeah. So to do a heat assay on your house where the cold, especially now that winter's coming, where the cold gets in or the heat gets out.
Mm-hmm.
Do it on the outside to see what parts of your house are leaking heat and do it on the inside to see which parts are leaking cold.
Right, because it costs $200, so you're probably not going to want to spend $200 just finding ghosts. Here you go.
That's pricey, but this is real FLIR, which is
yes,
cool.
It's real. So everything obviously gives off, infrared energy, and then the higher the temperature, the greater the energy.
What's this dial? Does that do anything, or is it just?
It's adjusted into your lightning cable. So, like, tighter or looser.
Oh, I see. Oh, cool.
So the real practical
and
application,
that's the camera.
Aside from finding ghosts, is to find out where you're losing heat.
It's actually two cameras. There's a regular camera and an infrared camera. That's why it's forward-looking. If it didn't have the front camera, it would be FLIR.
You could also see in the dark. You can't really see through glass, so it wouldn't be, like, if you wanted to use it as a dark, like, security-type camera, it doesn't work necessarily for
that. So you couldn't shine it out the window and see somebody in your backyard.
No, because the glass would reflect. But that is a good way to find ghosts, because the glass will reflect.
Yes.
Reflection.
Could really scare the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, there's somebody in the window.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're setting up a Halloween scene and you want to be cooler than your neighbors.
FLIR.
Mm-hmm.
That is really neat. And you said $200.
It starts at $200. There's professional ones. If you're really thinking of using this for, you get the
FLIR. We have the FLIR Pro.
Yeah, that's the Pro.
$400.
Right. That is the $400. Yes. They were nice enough to lend us this.
Oh, good. I'm relieved.
I did not buy it on your credit card. They lent it to Padre, actually, and it to me.
That is really neat stuff. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're, yeah.
I have my, go ahead. You do another one, then I'm going to bring out mine that's actually really creepy.
Okay.
But I think I need a laptop for it because it's a USB camera.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Okay. So if you are looking for a Halloween costume and you have two iPads, I have a great idea for you. Karsten told me about this. And Karsten, who is one of our producers here, is a crazy Halloween freak. He's actually, I think, taking the whole week off so that he can decorate the gym in his kids' school.
He's doing a haunted house for the middle school.
Yeah. So he suggested, I was like, how are you using? He's an Android guy. So I was like, how are you using apps? Are you using anything with the iPhone? And he was like, check out this Halloween costume. So there is the video in there. It's two iPads, one attached to your front and one attached to your back.
What?
And it looks like you have a gaping hole. Like, let's watch this video. And what he has, he's just set up a FaceTime conversation with both iPads.
Oh, isn't that clever?
Yes. So it looks like you have a hole in the middle of your stomach.
That is really cool.
So two iPads, some fake blood, a shirt you want to cut a hole in. And it's pretty awesome. If you hadn't already ordered me that princess sitting on a unicorn costume.
Did I?
I guess that means you didn't. Good thing I have a backup plan.
Well, I was thinking of doing that, but then I realized we're sitting down, so you couldn't really be able to see that.
So maybe you need to do this.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be, you either have to have like a Wi-Fi hotspot walking around, or like you'd have to be, you know, in a place where you could constantly FaceTime. So, or you could just watch. What I would suggest is you watch an episode of iOS Today, and it looks like you have a hole in your stomach.
And iOS Today is shining through. That would be very, very weird.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have? You can use IFTT, which I already talked about a little bit, but you could use it to wish everyone a happy Halloween on Twitter. You can just set that. Lots of different recipes for Halloween in IFTT. I was getting one of the T's wrong.
I have to open up a program that will show photos. I'm going to use, this is a Linux computer. It just shows you how compatible this is. And And so this will work with anything. Oh. This is an endoscope.
All right. Stick it up your nose.
So you see what it has, which is cool. It has a ring light on it. It's not a super good camera, but when you stick it up your nose.
In your mouth, maybe.
Should I put it in my mouth?
Maybe. Put it anywhere. I don't care.
Let me make this full screen. How about, so actually, this is mine. Father Robert has his own, so we don't share.
Okay, good. Thank God.
But I think that's really.
Well, we got to see the camera, right?
I won't go any farther.
Why not? Go farther. Farther. Far.
That's my uvula you're looking at. Isn't that?
It is scary.
I don't know. I just feel like there's lots of applications for this that I haven't really thought of.
Yeah.
It wasn't very expensive. You can get it on eBay. It's USB, but what's interesting is, and I haven't tried this, it works with a phone that has a micro USB connector. So my suspicion is if you had you could get the right connector, you could work it with an iPhone or an iPad too. So it has, I'm not sure why, but it has a little snapshot thing. So you can do 3, 2, 1, bing. Take a picture like that. That's a little button on there. And then you could turn up or down the darkness. So if it's too bright.
It wasn't too bright. It wasn't quite up my nose. Enough.
That's pretty disgusting.
You could stick it inside the back of your
belly. Here, let's look at that. You know what this is really for? And the reason I bought it is not so to do the anatomical stuff so much.
Sure. But,
well, okay. Well, I did do that at first. But then ultimately, this is useful for looking behind things that you can't see or looking for something you can't see. And because it has a light. That makes it really, really pretty useful for searching for stuff, going into pipes if you're trying to see. It's not super long, but it's about, I don't know, this is about 4 or 5 feet worth of cable. So enough that you could get you know, examine your plumbing.
That's your actual plumbing.
Yeah. if you know what I mean, kids.
Stick it inside Scully and see what you can see. They can probably see.
Is there something in there?
Well, yeah, there's a hole. Arduino in there.
Look at that. So that's actually kind of cool. You can actually see. So that's what I'm saying is this I think 1,001 uses.
Yeah.
You know, I saw some really cool pictures the other day, and I bet you this is how they did it, of the inside of a violin. Do we have any musical instruments I could examine? Actually, my ukulele, right, John? We could just,
The inside of like your computer tower?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like it's one of those things. It's not expensive. This was under $30.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think I probably, this is fairly generic. I think I might have gotten it even on eBay or somewhere like that. So if you search around for endoscope, I think that's what they call it. There are a lot of different places you can get it.
You should just get that. You don't even need a Halloween costume. Just walk around with that and a laptop. Totally scary.
I'm thinking that guy with the iPad, if you didn't want to do the see-through thing, you could have it be your guts. Then you could, there's.
Can you, actually put that all the way down your throat?
I wouldn't recommend it, but I guess you could. I mean, doctors will do that. If you're a trained professional, you could do that.
Okay.
The camera quality is not super great.
Let's look inside the ukulele.
Let's look inside a ukulele just to see.
For the lulls.
Just for the lulls. I have to take some of the stickers and decals I have off of here. But I saw some beautiful images of the inside. Let's get this a little bit more.
Yes.
See it. And I think I'm going to need to turn up the lights.
What if there was just like a tiny little alien hiding inside that ukulele?
There we go. Now you can see a little bit better.
Or like a roach.
Don't you think it's kind of fun?
Yeah.
To kind of wander around in the world. And
like the magic school bus.
Look inside of stuff. Yeah. It's like you're really tiny and you're inside a ukulele. The pictures I saw were the inside of a violin sounding box, and it looked like it was a little house. I mean, it was really, it's a lot neater than this is turning out to be. So, I don't know. I thought this was kind of scary and spooky in a weird, weird way.
Hello. Yeah, if you wanted to sneak up on someone.
Yeah, you could do that too. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun,
I kind of want to see what the inside of my mouth looks like, but it's already been inside your mouth, so.
No, I didn't touch it. It was.
Here, let me see.
Here, I'll just wipe it off with my sweater. That sterilizes it. Okay, go ahead. No, I really didn't touch it to anything inside. You want to see that? It's cool. Huh? Yeah. It's good for examining your children's dental hygiene.
It touched the inside of my mouth, FYI.
I don't care. I really don't. I don't think you have any germs.
Okay, I have one more super scary app that, of course, is AR. This is the Walking Dead AR app. So I unlocked a couple walkers.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good. And are you going to see them in the real world?
Yeah, but I don't. Again, I could create a scene there, and then the walker would be in it.
Is she going to be here?
She would be here. Unfortunately, you might not be able to. I might have to take a video, and then you'll have to see it. So you tap the walker from the menu, add it to your scene, drag or move, slide or rotate, or you can just do scare me, which I did last night, but I didn't. I was just like laying in bed playing with this app. It's super scary. I'll do the male walker, and then you do say scare me, and then a walker is near.
Okay.
Let's see if I can.
Okay, look around to find the walker. It's hard to demonstrate.
Wait, did you see? Yeah, it is hard to demonstrate.
But we leave this as an exercise for the viewer.
Yes, yes. Do it, yeah.
But I think one of the fun things to do with kids, you know, when they're still young and gullible, is like the FLIR for ghost hunting. Mm-hmm. And this to say, you could even do this as a ghost hunter. Now we have no shot at all except the back of your head.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But...
You can't see, but I can see.
No one can see it, but I'm glad you found it.
I'm going to take a screenshot. There he is.
I like this. This may be the first AR.
There he is.
Took a picture of him.
Okay.
But see, that's like ghost hunting, too. You could say, you know what? I really feel like there might be zombies around here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look. I have this special zombie camera. These are invisible zombies, but I got a special zombie camera installed on my iPhone. And if the kid's gullible.
Yeah.
We did that in San Diego. They have a very, you know, in Old Town San Diego, they have a very famous haunted house, a courthouse that's reputedly haunted. And we did that with Michael when he was little. He was maybe seven or eight. And I gave him a camera and I said, see if you can get some ghost pictures. And with an infrared camera, yeah, you're going to get some ghost pictures. That's cool.
It is. All right.
It's called Walker's AR.
It's called Walking Dead Encounter.
AR. Encounter.
Now I did a little encounter. Why didn't it record? I did a screen recording. Why didn't it record?
Yeah.
Dang it.
It'd be so cool if they had like David S. Pumpkins Encounter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, but they don't have that.
Well, you're just going to have to scare yourself on that one. Who's David S. Pumpkin?
She doesn't know who David S. Pumpkins is?
No.
He's a Halloween tradition.
Last year.
As of a year ago.
What was he from?
It was actually the strangest Saturday Night Live skit ever. The 100 flights of, there he is, Tom Hanks, David S. Pumpkins. There's an article in Nerve, I think, this week, about the writers talking about how they came up with it, and it turns out they'd been up all night and were desperate to find something because the sun was coming up, and they wrote the skit, even though it completely makes no sense, but it's actually a very funny bit. And now there's going to be there's going to be a David S. Pumpkins Halloween special this year.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a good costume too.
I know where you can get it actually.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a suit with stars on it from the same company.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I can also play spooky music with Siri, hopefully. Play my Halloween playlist.
Oh, clever. Oh, so scary.
And I could add this song, add to a playlist, add to library.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. This is one of my favorite Halloween songs.
We can create a station.
And then everybody has to learn the Thriller dance.
Yes. What happens if I share this with you?
Megan Maroney sharing Thriller with
me.
Sign
up?
That's $10, please. Thank you for...
As opposed to what I pay, which is $14.
Well, I don't even get the sample. Oh, I get the sample. So I get a 30-second or a minute. I guess it's a minute now, right? Sample. That's probably enough. But I think that's really kind of mean to send somebody.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That means I love you, by the way, Kevin. I know you think it means rock and roll, but it doesn't because of the thumbs out. It means I love you. So thank you, Kevin. I love you, too. And okay. We're now in violation of ASCAP BMI licensing rules, so let's continue on.
Okay. You know, when I lose my mind like I have in the last...
It's time for a tracker. You need a tracker. A tracker will not help you keep you from losing your mind, except in a way it'll keep you from losing your mind because you've lost your keys and you're like, oh, I know they're here somewhere, and you got to go to work and you're late for work. Tracker is, and I've got one on my, what a surprise, keys. It is a Bluetooth tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and lets you find your stuff no matter where it is. 8 years ago. That's how long Tracker's been around. 8 years ago, they released their first tracking device. We've been talking for a long time about the Tracker Bravo, the anodized aluminum, super lightweight tracker. But now they've got an even newer tracker, the Tracker Pixel. And I really like the Tracker Pixel because it's got LEDs all the way around the ring. So you can see it if it's fallen down the cushions or under the bed. It's easy to find stuff, which is often where I lose stuff. And it's smaller than ever. It's the lightest Bluetooth tracking device on the market. So what you do here, why don't we show this? Because I'm gonna press the button on the tracker. You can see it knows where my tracker is. So it's paired to the phone. I could play a noise on the tracker. In fact, this came in handy the other day. I thought I lost my keys. I was at a concert and I was wearing a Scotty Vest shirt. You know how those have lots of pockets?
Yeah.
And I was patting my shirt, and I thought, I dropped my keys. So I went back to the bar we had a drink at before the show, and I asked the waitress, I asked the bartender, they hadn't found it. So I thought, oh, wait a minute, I bet it fell down the cushion. So I pushed the button, and one of my pockets started making noise.
You can figure out which.
But if you have a Scotty vest with lots of pockets, if you ever lose your keys. Now, this isn't just attached to my keys. This is the most important key ring. It's my car key, my house key. But more importantly, my YubiKey for logging in. Is that annoying you? Sorry, I shouldn't probably keep doing this. It's also, if you lose your, if you leave your phone behind, you could press this. And then even if your phone, notice it turned the phone up, mm-hmm. it will do that. So that's kind of handy.
I like that they're two different sounds too.
Yeah. You can actually set the tracker sound on your phone to anything you want. Mm-hmm. You go, hey! Find me. I'm here. Over here. That which would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I should do that. So the problem is Bluetooth, about 150 feet, right? What if you leave your keys behind? It'll show you on the map the last place it saw your keys. But what if some mean person picks up your keys and says, oh, I'm going to put these in the lost and found. And the beauty part is when anybody, and there are 5 million trackers out there, when anybody with a tracker on their phone walks by your keys, it'll notify you. See that? And it'll tell you where. It'll show it on the map. I love the tracker, the largest crowd locate network in the world, 30-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose. Get it? Nothing to lose.
I get it. You know what I like about it? Your keys are turning into a bit of a janitor situation.
Yeah,
here.
I have a janitor situation going on.
But there's also a light on there. So it's multi-purpose. So
that's right. I can find...
You don't need a separate thing for a light.
Like in your purse, if you drop them,
mm-hmm.
you could... blink, and that'll actually help you find it in a dark purse. I have these. It looks like a janitor situation, but actually it's not because these can be detached, see?
Oh.
But the one key that I'm always going to keep these on are the car key and the house key. That's like, these are the keys I can't afford to lose, so that's why the tracker's on there. I love the tracker. We're going to give you 20% off. Wow. That's a lot. 20% off right now. If you go to thetracker.com/iOS today, 20% off any order. So it doesn't even have to be your first tracker order. So go there, stock up. You know what? Trackers are a great holiday gift. They're small. They fit right in your stocking. And you know what I love to do? I've always liked this with stockings and Christmas gifts. The stocking hints at, like, if you're going to give somebody a camera, you give them film. Well, that would be a dumb thing to do these days. But so give them the tracker. And then if you give them something valuable, you say that's... the trackers for that.
Good idea. Put it,
good stocking stuffer. Everybody loves it. Mom, dad, the kids. By the way, you could pair your tracker to multiple phones, and you could pair up to 10 trackers to your phone. So you could have a lot of these and never lose anything again. I'm a big fan of the tracker. This is the new Tracker Pixel. They still sell the Bravo. They even have, like, the Bravo's great for a pet. They even have a little waterproof case for it that you can get. Lots of accessories, lots of colors and engravings. I think it's fab. THETRACKR. No E at the end there. TheTracker.com/iOS today.
All right.
Do you want some news?
Yes.
I got some news. Have you ever used the calculator in iOS 11? Did you see this?
No.
Fire up your calculator.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then you got to do this kind of quickly.
Okay.
1 + 2 + 3 = 23.
That's not
Let's do
true.
It again. 1 + Oh, I'll clear it first. 1 + 2 + 3.
What? That's not accurate.
Okay. The reason is animation. 1.
What?
Plus, if you do it really slowly, you have to wait for the plus button to turn yellow. Then it works.
Oh, 5 + 4 + 5
Wait
plus
a minute.
6, same thing.
Wait a minute. 1 + 2 + 3 is not 8. Darn you.
4 + Wait.
So this renders the calculator absolutely useless because, oh, unless you really like
one.
Know how to do it really slowly.
1 + 1 = 11.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So this is an animation bug in iOS 11. The reason it doesn't work is because it won't register the next key press as a plus.
That's wrong.
Until the so watch the plus sign pulse. Let's clear it. Plus sign. See, you have to wait till it gets white again before you can press the next nut.
Hold on. What is 1 + 2 + 3?
No, Siri will know.
6. Yeah. Siri knows.
Siri will know. So
finally.
So from now on, only use Siri for calculations. This is
a
ridiculously stupid bug,
this
and I'm sure
crazy.
Apple will patch it. But this is an example, if you ask me, a form of a beauty over function,
mm-hmm.
because they really wanted these animations. Now, there's a simple thing to do, and other programs do this, which is the minute you see another key press, cancel the animation. But Apple doesn't do that.
My goodness. Okay, well, if you want to pay over $1,000 for a calculator that doesn't work, you can do so this Friday.
The reason it's a problem is, before you go on to this okay. next story, which is a big story, yes, of course, everybody knows 1 + 2 + 3 = 6. But if you're doing a lot of calculations and accidentally, just once, mm-hmm. you don't pause long enough,
mm-hmm.
The whole thing is messed up. It makes the calculator literally, in my opinion, unusable.
Unusable.
Now, no calculations necessary because there's a big event coming up in a couple of days. And you and I are going to be up late.
We are.
Apple apparently has, according to the latest rumor, 3 million iPhone X for sale worldwide. They do say, they've announced, we will have them in store on November 3rd, which is next Tuesday,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
We will have them in store. And I think what Apple's saying is line up. They said get there early.
I think we should start lining up right now for next Thursday.
Yeah. I think Apple wants lines this time around.
Yeah.
And of course, at 12:00, 1 second after midnight, or whenever the store opens, which is usually later, after midnight on Friday, you can order it online. Now, this is my suggestion. And I think we did this before, but people said you can't. I tried. You can't do it. You can. You go to the Apple Store. You can pick your phone and save it as a favorite. And if you do that, see, I've got favorited the very reasonably priced $1,149, mm-hmm. 256 gig silver. Now, I can't continue right now to buy it. But if the minute you can get in the store Friday morning, whenever that is, see how easy it would be for me to first thing I'll see is favorites,
mm-hmm.
go there, I'll go order, and that will have lit up blue and I can continue. And that's going to save me a lot of time. So are you doing that now? Are you favoriting
it? Yeah, well, because I tried to do it online last night and it said, yeah, there weren't any more available. But
we'll
I
see
didn't
if
do
you
it
can
in
do
the
it.
App. Let's see if I can do it.
Favorite it. That's the key. Not
okay.
not buy it. You can't buy it.
Okay.
But
yes. That's my Apple Watch. Okay,
You're just logging in. So let's buy that iPhone X.
Let's buy that iPhone X.
What do you want?
Which one
do you want?
This one.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Sprint.
Choose your finish. You want white?
Want
silver. The white looks pretty, or silver, whatever it is.
Yeah. Why won't it let me choose it?
No, There you didn't. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your memory? Yeah.
Now, here's the question.
I say get it all.
Okay.
Get all the memory.
All right. So, and this is what we want to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's going to burden my credit card. Now, the key is, see, you can't continue. Yeah. But you can favorite it.
Where, like that? No. Add it to favorites.
You push the little heart button.
My favorite. Oh, so sorry.
And that, yeah.
There we go.
Now it's in your favorites. And I believe if you go to the Apple Store and log in on your computer, on your Mac, it'll still have that in your favorites. It's in your account. So that's the other thing I do. At 11:50 p.m. on Thursday, I will have my Mac, iMac, my laptop, my iPad, and my iPhone all dialed into those things. And I'll be refreshing. But it's favorited, so anyone you get into, boom. It's been our experience in the past that the Apple Store on the iOS devices is the first thing to come up and the fastest way to order. So this, with 3 million, and I you know, the iPhone 8 isn't selling very well because I believe people are waiting for the iPhone 10. This is going to be a very hard thing to get. So unless you want to wait in line on November 3rd, actually probably have to wait in line on November 1st to buy it on November 3rd.
Yeah.
I would you know, favorite it now. And
well, if you are part of the upgrade program, which we don't really recommend from like a fiscal reason.
Yeah, but it might be an advantage. You
can sign up now and then you're pre-approved. So
you're
you get
pre-approved,
a head start.
But it's not clear if that's any better than what we just did. I suspect you still have to go through those final purchase steps, right?
Maybe not. I don't know. It says that you can, I mean, that's what Apple said.
Just walk into the T-Mobile or the Sprint or whatever.
That's what it says. We have a link from Apple in there too, Kevin, that says, fiscally, this does not make sense because you're turning in probably an iPhone. If you're turning in an iPhone 7,
you have to do it every year. You do it every year. So
if you can think about what that iPhone 7 is worth versus basically you're just giving it to them.
You're giving it back to them. You just pay a flat monthly fee, the fee depends on the cost of the phone and so forth.
Yeah.
See, personal information, credit card on hand.
See, I think that this is like leasing a car, right? Like it's not.
You just
really
go to the Apple Store and they'll say, "Oh yes, we've been waiting for you."
Or no, I think that you're already so that when you get up at midnight, you can. I don't know.
I think. Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
You may have an advantage.
Josh did this, I think.
So he's in the program. Yeah. Okay.
He's part of the program.
Yeah. It isn't fiscally. It probably isn't financially sound. I mean, there's the resale value to think of. And the other problem, the reason I don't do it is, what if your phone breaks or cracks?
Mm-hmm. You can't.
Then you're really out of luck because you've been paying every month. And, you know, so yes, of course you get a new one, but I feel like you can't trade in a beat up old phone. So I feel like this is.
Right. Like if you had a 7 that you got last year and you turned it in and you got a 10 and then the 10 broke.
Next year, you'd have a problem.
Yeah. And you wouldn't even have a 7.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay for the 10 after you already paid
for and
the
then
7
hand it in
the
year.
Year
after that.
Yeah, you paid for a 7 and you gave it away, and then you'd have to pay for a 10, the whole thing.
They run a credit check. I feel like the only reason that would be an advantage, and it's not clear, and Apple definitely doesn't want it to be clear, they want to encourage you to do this, is. Does that mean they're going to set aside a phone just for me because I'm in the upgrade plan and then I just walk in any old time and say, "Here, I'm here to pick up my phone"? I don't think so.
No, it says that you have a head start. But what is the actual language of a head start?
Your only head start is the same head start I just did with your favorites. Make sure your credit card is in the Apple app. And, you know, if you're at all nervous, buy something cheap, buy a dongle. And make sure that you can buy the app is all set up with your credit card, all your mailing information, everything. That's the surest way to speed up the process and then favorite the phone you want.
I think you're right. You just did the same thing.
I think I'm in the same position.
Use the Apple Store app on your iPhone to get ready for pre-order now so you can speed through checkout. So you did that without.
I'll be speeding through checkout as soon as that continue button turns blue. I'm going to be boom. That'll be boom. I'm going to leave it. In fact, I'm not touching my iPad from now till Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are going to be together Thursday night.
Yes, we're going to be out on Thursday night, so we're going to just sit there at midnight.
We're all driving down to San Francisco to see the Pepcom Christmas Spectacular, where they show off new products. I'm going to use the new Mic Me. In fact, I forgot to bring that in to show people. I'll show you next time. Darn it. We did it on the new screensavers. But it would have been great for iOS today, too. It's a microphone designed for an iPhone that lets you hold, it's wireless, lets you hold the microphone. And so the iPhone can move around and something, but you're always close and on mic. And it's a very good microphone designed by an AKG, former AKG engineer. There it is. I should have brought that
Well, no, here's what we're going to do. We'll take it out next, on Wednesday.
We're going to use it on Wednesday.
And then we'll show the video.
Okay,
next week.
On the show. Because we're going to shoot some video with it just to see how well it works. You know, normally when we go to an event like this, we bring a camera crew, a sound person, a photographer, a producer. That's three people. It's expensive. The equipment's expensive. And we shoot something, and you're standing there with a microphone like that, just like a any TV channel would do. Mm-hmm. This is interesting because I will be, I'll give you the mic, me, and I'll be here, your camera operator, with an iPhone. I think iPhone video is superb. In fact, I'm going to put it on an Osmo gimbal so that we'll really have smooth, professional quality video. You're beyond mic. You'll sound great. The only thing that's odd about it is it looks a little strange in your hand. It's like this square thing. But people might get used to that in time. It's no different than holding a microphone any other way.
I think it feels good in the hand.
It's interesting.
I always like to say that, but I really mean it.
So we'll have a demo of that next week, including maybe some stuff from the Pepcom Christmas Spectacular. Pepcom is a company that gets other companies to join them in an event and show off new products. And there can be a lot of new products there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now I have something special for you.
Yes.
AirPods. You've already bought three, if you count these you bought for me and then whoever else you bought them for.
Yeah. Lisa doesn't.
She didn't want
them. I keep offering them to my wife, but she has tiny ears like this, and she says they're not comfortable. And these are one size only. And she says they don't fit very comfortably. She has that problem with a lot of headphones. They fit. You feel comfortable wearing them. You like to wear them.
I like to wear them. Yeah, I wear them. And look, they just paired. I didn't have to do anything. I love it. And it tells me 85% battery. These have never run out of battery on me. They're pretty comfortable in my ears.
You know, it's funny. We mocked this when they came out. Because you have hair.
I have hair. And often I'm listening to stuff to drown out the office noise. And someone comes in and they're talking to me. And they think I'm just ignoring them, which is amazing. You can talk to Siri by patting on my favorite.
I use them for my phone calls. So yeah. This is without hair. This is what I don't think they look that bad.
No,
I think that looks
people
fine.
Are getting used to them, I think.
Yeah.
I love everything about them. I love being able to take out one and then they stop. Because if you've ever been in a situation where someone wants to talk to you when you're wearing headphones and you're like, ugh, but you just pull one out. And it stops automatically what you're listening to. You don't have to say, hold on, stop talking until I turn off my music. I really like that.
Well, I'm proof positive because I bought a second pair. Right. That's putting my money where my ear is.
So they're $160. They're kind of pricey. So what I thought I would show off some cheaper AirPod-ish.
Now, the thing that is cool about the AirPods and the reason this pairing thing works so well is it has this W1 chip built into it that Apple says, Bluetooth has always been a problem, so we're going to do Bluetooth better. The instant pairing is a really nice feature. By the way, Google says they're going to do the same thing with their Pixel Buds when the new Pixel phone comes out without a W1 chip. So there must be, maybe it's Bluetooth LE, maybe there's some other way to do this. So will the things you show, will they have that feature? Or
automatic pairing?
Yeah.
No.
Because Apple will license the W1 technology, I believe. But it's expensive. But
yeah, they don't yet. So these are the Jam headphones.
I like these.
These are, it's kind of like dark side, light side, Darth Vader, Stormtrooper like.
These came out before the AirPods. That's what's funny about these.
And they have the same sort of case that you charge the
case.
It's a charging case.
Same with Google.
You can stick them in.
They're going to do that. That's
and it looks like a little
And again, Apple did not invent that. Motorola had a charging case 3 years ago.
So yeah, they fit just in like that. Here's what they look like. I think these are comfortable as well, and they have the button on the side.
See, they have interchangeable tips, though, so you could put a smaller tip in there. See, Lisa would prefer that.
Let's see if they how long it takes for them to pair.
It's interesting because Google decided to tie them together with a string. It's not a wire. It's just a string for, to help with losability.
Oh. So these automatic, these pretty much automatic. They didn't come up with any sort of, animation. But those are the Jam.
Yeah.
They were paired a second ago. I think I must have turned them off, but.
But they did pair instantly.
Yeah, they did.
How's the sound on them?
They sound fine. I am not a music expert.
And
but
I would
think
the batteries might be, battery might be better because it's a bigger, see that the bulb is a larger.
Yeah. And they fit, Again, I tried to run with them. They're not great. I can hide them with my hair, but I think they actually look a little nice. They don't have the hanging down thing, but they have a mic on them as
looks
well.
Looks like you're growing black fruit.
Is it?
Like what a little black
if I had like an ear, like an AirPod in one? And I mean, I could, I guess, do a test of the sound, but then you just have to trust me.
Scooter X says that cable or cord connecting the Pixel Buds is a wire. It does have some electrical.
Oh,
we don't have them yet. They're coming out.
And ones that translate from other languages.
Yeah, although that's the same thing that you do with the phone. It's just now they're in your headphones.
The other thing is the distance you can travel from your phone with these is not as far as you can travel with these. Like upstairs, like if you're, I don't know, if like you're running. I was like, running upstairs.
It's attractive.
Yeah.
It's a nice case.
They're not bad. And that's $99. So that's the Jam Ultra.
Oh, it's a lot less.
Yeah, it's $70, $60 less.
So which would you buy would you pay this extra $60 and get the AirPods?
That's a good question. I think it depends on if you just love Apple products and just like the seamless design, or if you just want Bluetooth headphones.
Google warns, do not cut the cord between your two earbuds. Okay. So that tells us. Thank you, Scooter X. He points to an Android Police article that says Google says don't cut that cord. So it is more than just a string. Okay. It has some connectivity.
And so how much would you pay for these? These are the smart home.
What's interesting about these, and I don't like, is that you have to plug them into a cable to charge them, each one individually.
Yes, you do. So you
It comes with a splitter cable.
It comes with the cable, and you plug them in. And this, I could not figure out how to, get this back in there. It doesn't, close it up.
I think charging the case is so much easier.
Yeah. So I would, you plug it in, and then, but what I like about these smart home, is not only the price. I think they're only $40, but I can check. They have these rubber tips on them with the ear clips.
I do like that. Part. In fact, we've talked about aftermarket ear clips for your AirPods.
I know, and I've never found any that work. Yeah. But these are actually good for running. And these you can also use to contact Siri. Like I can press that and
nice.
It would wake up Siri.
Oh, that's nice.
And now let's see they have not paired yet. Let's try that. See how fast they pair. Nothing is instantaneous. So it depends on like how much this annoys you. Like if you're getting ready for a run and you just you don't want to press the button and wait around for a really long time. If that really annoys you, then get the AirPods.
But you pair it first, and you don't have to go through this rigmarole each time.
Yeah, so I think it's talking to me. So it says it might be paired, but I still see not connected.
So how much are those?
These are $40.
Oh.
And
so
these
it might be worth a little inconvenience.
Yeah.
And they sound good.
Look, $21 with some sort of deal.
Buy them at Amazon. Buy one, get a discount on a second, maybe.
Good deal.
I have to say, we never mention sound quality anymore on headphones.
I know, because
they're all kind of about the same, which is mediocre,
it's all Bluetooth,
not great.
Yeah, but we don't mention sound.
What
sound
I like, and you didn't mention this, maybe you can tell me. I use the AirPods because I am as a speaker, on a phone, mm-hmm. because they have the built-in microphone in the stem, and I find the sound quality very, very good.
Yeah.
Do these also allow you to speak?
They do, yeah.
Okay, both of them have microphones. Do they sound okay? I mean,
yeah.
Have
I mean,
you
I've
people?
Have called one person and they didn't complain. I said, "How do I sound?" I'm like, "They're fine."
Okay.
I mean, I figured out.
Because Apple claims, that they've got these two microphones and they're doing noise canceling, blah blah blah. But yeah.
And good news, I just figured out how to close the charging things. I think you just
That's
have to
important.
Pull them out and
you have
put
to be
them
able
back
to do
in.
That.
All
of these I feel like I would lose. In fact, I did.
Look, I just summoned Siri with that.
Apple's design on the AirPods is the best, but it's pricey. $21 for those versus $160 for the AirPods.
Yeah. So those are my AirPods alternatives.
You lose so easily.
You do. I talked about this case. I got a lot of little stuff to show off. This is the TechGuard newer tech case, which is...
Oh, I like newer tech. I buy their stuff all the time.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's sturdy. It feels good. And I really could drop it.
Does it have a battery in it? Because it is thick.
No, it is very thick. It does not have a battery in it. And it was hard to get like some things that, flare camera in there. But yeah, it's not a bad case if you're worried about dropping this beautiful phone.
Yeah. Which you should be.
Yeah, I should be.
Leo's not made of money, you know.
Oh, you're not? No. I've got one more accessory to show off. Do you ever worry about, remember I lost my my pencil
cap
and I had to get a new, I had to steal my mom's. This is
Wait
the,
a minute, you stole your mom's?
Well, she had an extra one.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I didn't steal it.
This, you borrowed it.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going
to
give it back.
To keep your top, you keep you from losing your
Oh, that's
top.
A very good idea.
This is the fin tie.
Oh, why didn't Apple offer that to begin with?
I know. Why didn't they?
It's behind your hair now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Apple
so you
should offer
that
to begin
there.
With. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is such a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's its own top. I thought you put the top in it.
I do. Yeah, you do.
Oh.
This. Sorry. Okay. I don't know what that is for. That's for
you put the else. Other. Put the. Oh, God. This is going to end in tears.
No.
Okay.
Okay. You put.
That's what? A. Which one? You can't put the Apple
okay.
cap in it?
I know what you do. You put.
Oh, you put no, no. Put the apple.
This on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
that's what I want.
Okay. This is what you get.
Yeah, that's what I want because I don't want to. I still want the apple
Why
cap.
Do
I just don't want to lose
let
it.
Let me do this show. I don't even know sometimes.
There you go.
I swear
that's
I do
brilliant.
A lot of preparation.
That's brilliant. There,
there we go.
Look at that.
There we go.
It doesn't look great, but you're never going to lose the cap.
And what is this for then? Oh, this.
Oh, you know what? That's actually pretty important. I worry all the time about damaging my nib. That's a nib cover, a rubber nib cover.
What's this for then?
That's an extra one. What is that for? That looks like...
Oh.
That's so... For- yeah, that's its own cap. That's the one you were trying to use. Where... No. Nope. That's not... Doesn't fit.
I think this is
It's
for-
a good thing they give you some really big instructions.
Yeah. This was really expensive.
What to do with
too.
That? Well, $2, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. How much is that, Kevin? I have the link in there.
It's the Fintel Apple Cap
Finite.
Pencil Cap Red, made in China.
$6.
Okay.
Okay, and it even shows you. Oh, I see. That's for your.
What?
It's for something.
What's it for? There I would go. Get white, just to be honest. The one you got looks kind of. But I would buy that. So. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah,
that's what it's for.
That's what it's
the
for.
The adapter.
Yes.
So your pencil does come with an adapter so that you can charge it directly right. instead of plugging into the side of your iPad.
Now look how nice this looks. Can you
I
see
like
this?
It.
On my, can you see that? Look how nice that is.
Looks,
that's what Johnny
looks like,
Ive
looks like you got a
of.
Problem of some kind.
That's his dream.
That's Johnny
and then he
Ive.
Just play with that.
Why do I make things for people? This is why I
it's
retired.
A game.
Oh
my goodness gracious.
What's going on here? Says Johnny Ive. Johnny, look. Look, we've just figured it out.
Okay. Let's now it's the time where we help you. Where we answer some questions.
Okay.
Where you trust us to help you. Or maybe perhaps you help us, which is obviously we need this. Daniel is our first email from Daniel. He said, in the last iOS today, you said you and Leo mentioned that when turning off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth from the control center, since iOS 11, it simply disconnects the current Wi-Fi connection Bluetooth device, and that the only way to properly turn off the antenna is to go into settings. Well, although this may be true, there is a much simpler way of turning off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth without even opening up settings. All you have to do is ask Siri to turn it off.
Oh.
Turn off Wi-Fi.
Okay, I turned off Wi-Fi.
Nice.
That?
And that's in the settings, so that's really turning it off.
Yeah, that's really
very handy tip. Thank
so, yeah,
you.
Yeah, what we talked about last week was how it fake turned it off when you yeah. did that. Yeah, see? But and it
Good
even
tip.
Showed, did you see that? It was an, here.
Siri does
turn
many
off Wi-Fi.
Useful things.
Yeah, I don't know what she did that time. She does some useful things, yes.
Many, many useful things.
Okay,
Thank
Tim
you, Sarah.
From Overland Park, Kansas says, what is the proper way to use LastPass in iOS 11? It seems like half of my passwords are saved in iOS and half in LastPass. Is there a way to sync them or override preferences in LastPass?
First thing to do, and I do this on every platform, is turn off the ability to save passwords in your browser. Firefox, Chrome, Safari, all will save passwords. And generally speaking, that's not considered a safe way to do it. Now, Maybe it is, you know, but if you're using LastPass, it's because you want to use LastPass for all your passwords. So first thing I do is I turn off all the passwords, it's in the settings. Remember passwords? No. I don't want you to remember passwords. I want to keep them in one place, a place I know is absolutely secure, and that's in LastPass. It does ask you, right? Do you want to save this password? And sometimes I leave it turned on, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes it's easier for stuff that, you log into a lot, to have Safari know and just log it in. So in general, yeah, I would, it's up to you. But you have to remember to say no each time. Safari still remembers a old Google password that I don't use anymore and always offers to fill it in. It drives me crazy. It's easy to fix this. So you can go into the settings for Safari and delete remembered passwords. We should probably do that or show you how to do that right here. Because, you generally speaking, you don't want it to have these passwords in there. So, where is it? Maybe it's in advanced. Nope. Where did I pass it by?
Is it in accounts and passwords or passwords and security?
Yeah, maybe it is. On the desktop, it's part of Safari, but it may be, in fact, that it's apps and website passwords. Yeah, this is where it is. So these are all the passwords it's remembered. You can easily delete them. Probably not a bad idea to go through those and delete those. There is some browsers have a way to export these so that it would be easy for LastPass to read. And, in fact, when you install LastPass on a desktop computer, it'll often say, oh, I see passwords stored somewhere else. Would you like me to get rid of those? Now we're just going to delete those so it doesn't have any of my passwords in there. And I think in general or did it crash? Well, that's interesting. Let's do that again. Let's see. Maybe it just restarted just to be safe.
Like, I want to remember them.
I want to remember them. Yeah. So now.
Oh, that's a good digital cleanse tip.
Yeah, cleanse those out. And if there are a couple that you want to remember, it's good to put them in. I guess you can't turn off the remembering. Let's try that. Shall we try that? Let's go somewhere and see if it'll remember a password.
Like Amazon for us. Or something?
Yeah. Let me think of somewhere I know. Foursquare.com. And then, now you can look again. Log in. Let's see if Safari offers... Save this password in your iCloud keychain for autofill on all your devices. I guess you can't turn it off.
You can just turn it off for that website. Never for that website.
Most browsers, and maybe if you go into Safari on the desktop, you can turn that off. But most browsers do have a don't remember passwords, please. iCloud keychain is, I think, secure. I don't like the idea of having a bunch of passwords in a bunch of different places and having to worry about, is it secure or not? So if you've decided to use LastPass, and I think that's the right decision, I would probably say don't remember. I wish we could turn it off permanently, but I don't know if we can. I thought we could. Well, let's search for passwords.
Would it Counts just be turn password? Off keychain or?
No, you don't. Definitely don't turn off keychain, okay? Do not. Turn off keychain. That's
Why
a bad
not?
Idea.
Why not?
Because you use it for many other things. Nope. Doesn't look like you could turn that off.
Okay.
Maybe you can on the desktop. If you can, email me, will you?
Yes. It says setting Safari autofill.
Setting Safari autofill, Cabo Zone says. Let's look at that again. Settings, Safari, autofill. Here we go. In autofill... There you go. All right. Thank you. Why that didn't show up when I searched for passwords, I don't know. So Apple should really be doing a better job in the search for settings. If you're going to bury settings, which Apple does, then you really ought to make it easier to find them. So you can turn this off. So it's a two-step process. You go to settings, Safari. Let's do that again. It's a two-step process. You go to Safari and you go to autofill. Disable names and passwords. And then, as I showed you, you can delete the saved names and passwords. And now it's not going to ask you for that anymore.
Settings, Safari.
Names and passwords. Under autofill.
You know what you need a really good password for? when you're applying for a mortgage.
Anytime you're talking money, mm-hmm. you want to have security. And anytime you're borrowing money, you want to borrow from a great lender. And that lender, I would submit, I offer, I propose for your approval, Quicken Loans. Actually, it's not just me that thinks this. Year after year, Quicken Loans has been chosen number one in customer satisfaction by the prestigious J.D. Power Customer Satisfaction Surveys. Number one for year after year in mortgage origination and mortgage servicing. So they're a great lender, but I like them even more now. You know why I like them even more? Because they like us. They like us geeks. They know that the mortgage approval process was kind of mired in the 19th century. You know, go to a bank and the banker uses his calculator to figure out the amortization tables. And, then you have to go back to the attic and give them a bunch of paperwork that you've got stored away in boxes, or maybe you don't even have stored away. So you have to go get it. And Rocket Mortgage transforms that experience. They do it all online. It's so easy to do and so fast. You could do it at an open house. You could be visiting a house saying, or doing your laundry. Look at this. This is their video on their website. You're doing your laundry and you're applying for a home loan. How easy is that? You just go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. They'll ask you a couple of questions. They have trusted relationships with all the financial institutions. So they'll just say, do we have permission to look at your bank account? You say yes. And then based on income, assets, and credits, Rocket Mortgage will calculate it all, analyze all the options, and then say, well, what's your down payment? What's your rate? What's your term? And find the perfect loan for you. And it does this instantly, in minutes. I mean, just right away. Because, wow, computers, turns out they're pretty fast. Faster than a calculator and a loan officer at a bank, anyway. Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. You can apply simply. You'll understand every step of the process. So you'll understand fully and then mortgage confidently. Start your home loan search today. And if you're house hunting, do it ahead of time, because going into a house purchase pre-approved is kind of magical. It opens doors for you. Same thing for refis. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Go to RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. Or if you're not buying now, but you're thinking about it, bookmark that. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. I like this hat. Somebody gave me this, and I wish I could remember the what country it's from and all of that. Somebody will tell
Russia,
us.
Russia, Ireland?
Yes, it might be Celtic. Looks Celtic, doesn't it? It's green. Mm-hmm. But it could be Moroccan. I don't know. It's like a mini fez. Anyway, I know what you're wearing.
What am I wearing?
Because I got it. Austrian brought it. It is a traditional Tyrolean hat worn by Austrians. It's a little big for you.
Was it from the Mike Me people? They were Austrian, right?
No, I know. I should have whipped that out and showed them. Mm-hmm. I even have the lederhosen that go with it. why are we wearing ethnic head garb?
It's AppCap time.
Oh, I knew it.
Now, I promised that I would have another tool in my Inbox Zero toolbox.
Yeah.
You don't like Inbox Zero.
Can't do it. I have to get too much mail. And
I know.
And also, well, you don't delete mail, right? You just process it.
I archive stuff. I get rid of stuff.
Because I like to save all my mail for reference purposes, too.
All of it?
Oh, yeah.
Your spam?
I have 11 years worth of mail in my Gmail, and Gmail's so fast searching it. Yeah, spam. I mean, I don't actively delete it. I suppose it gets deleted after a while, but it's nice. And sometimes stuff gets falsely, mistakenly spam foldered. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to search it, and it doesn't, doesn't cost me anything. So I'm not a big fan.
Doesn't it cost you something in Gmail space?
Oh, eventually. They give you a lot of space.
I had to clean mine out.
11 years. How long has Gmail been around? More than that.
Yeah. I think, at least 15 years.
I got Gmail right from the start, and I have not erased much.
Yeah.
I think there's an automatic delete spam from the spam folder after 3 months. But
maybe.
Other than that.
I'm surprised that you haven't.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because then if I say, I can't remember what was that thing or what was that name or what was that number, I do it all the time.
Huh. Okay, so this is called Boomerang for Gmail.
I've used Boomerang.
On Android?
Yeah.
It used to be an extension for Gmail, mm-hmm. and it was also an Android app. Mm-hmm. Finally, they have an iOS app.
Oh, good.
And here it is.
I've used it as the extension on the website, yeah.
So there's so many different features. Let's see. Okay. This is something that I'm probably going to delete my morning reader. It's already past morning. I can swipe and it gives me all these features. So I can boomerang it, which is why it's called boomerang. So I'm going to read it later. So I want to read it later and I can make all these choices. I can read it this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow morning, next week, in 2 days, in a week, at a random time. Yes, let's read that within a week at a random time. It's going to come back at me. Or I can, I probably don't want to read the Medium Daily Digest, so I can just delete it.
That pains me to see that.
This Hot Pod newsletter, excellent newsletter on podcasting, if you're interested. I'm going to probably boomerang that to this weekend when I have some time to read my newsletters.
You're processing mail like a pro.
I actually am quite a pro.
How much does this cost?
This is free. Free.
How could it be free?
No, that's a good question. It is free, isn't it?
Yep.
That is a really good question.
No in-app purchases or anything. It's free.
Here's my favorite feature. Brief me.
Brief me? It's going to do a brief version?
So here is what...
That's from Boomerang?
Yep.
Love it.
So it tells me that I'm going to have 7 minutes of email. I have 26 new messages, 3 unanswered items. Here are my unanswered items. Here's what I have to deal with.
And it's also speaking to me. I don't know why I took it off.
And it also has the calendar here. So it's reminding me of our production meeting at 3:15
today. I feel like they've added new features.
In the iOS app is a digital assistant. The Android app is not a digital assistant.
Oh, that's why.
So like I could say things like,
I used it just
stop all email from Leo forever.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know, maybe I'll never get an email from you again. So I really like this. Of course, you can compose emails from here. You can send it later. I really like this. But you have brought up a good point. Why is it free? Because the creators created an app called the Email Game. Did you ever use that?
No.
And that was...
Oh, to gamify your email?
Sort of, yeah. It was like, and so they use those tools to, they use people's reaction stuff. So they're probably using your behavior in some way. Read the privacy policy.
You pay only if you like it. So there's Boomerang Professional. So the basic is free, but then there are higher end versions with more features. So
more
this
features
is,
than that?
This is freemium.
Oh, yeah. So I haven't gotten
more features
for
than
it
that.
Yet.
For instance, they have Respondable, which
What's
uses
that?
Machine learning to create responses.
Oh, I like that.
You could do recurring messages, track messages, Salesforce integration. So depending on how much you pay, there's some significant additional features. So that's it's kind of cool.
Those are good features.
But the basic plan is all the stuff you just described. That's mm-hmm. great.
I think for how much time you spend email, it's worth considering paying for an email. There are lots of free ones, but I also use Newton, which is not free, but it doesn't have all these features.
This is pretty neat.
I
think this is better than it used to be. I like it. I'm a fan. I'm now a fan. And I love that briefing.
I do too, because you just look. I think I have faith in you. You could get a handle on that.
I might be. This might actually be the key to inbox zero for me.
Did you see? And yeah, it's all kinds of features.
All right, I am going to reinstall.
Okay.
Thank you. Good suggestion.
I
like it. Sybil says all I need is the vest and the short pants and for the. Complete the monkey suit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an organ grinder monkey hat.
Find all email from Leo about monkeys.
Matching vest and leash, she says.
That's all the email from you.
That's all of it.
Look, but that's pretty good. Like, I don't know if that it's about monkeys, but it just found all the email from you.
That's really neat. You know what? I am going to try this. It also works with Outlook.
Oh, yeah. And Hotmail, but Outlook Exchange as well.
That's not clear.
No, it said that, I thought.
So it works with Outlook.
And the It says it in the on the app download page.
Yes, it works with Exchange.
Yeah.
Gmail, Outlook, MS Exchange, and Hotmail, plus a new voice-activated AI assistant, which you just demonstrated. Mm-hmm. Wow. Baydin, B-A-Y-D-I-N. Okay.
It's confusing that it's Boomerang because there's also that photo app called Boomerang.
Yeah, that's all right. Originally, the idea of Boomerang was to kind of schedule mail and auto response, things like that. So it made sense, right? It was a Boomerang. Mm-hmm. So my AppCap is all the rage right now, but we can't demonstrate it right away because it's a live trivia game, and the next game's not for a couple of hours. But isn't that cool? It's called HQ, and it was the story of HQ's creation is kind of interesting. You could see here, the next game is at 12 p.m. The other thing that's interesting, it's a free app, but you can win money. In fact, the $250 prize, you can see these are people who have won money this week. Is that gambling? Not if you don't have to do anything to win it, right? You don't have to put any money into it. Are you really good at trivia? Maybe. It's brand new. Just started out. HQ. If you do join it, you can send out invites and get extra lives. They'll keep you playing even if you get a question wrong. And for that, you'd have to use the person's handle. Like, for instance, you could use Chief Twit.
Or Megan Maroney.
Or you could use Chief Twit.
Or you could use Megan Maroney and go to Twitter, MeganMaroney.com, and use my...
the problem with this, of course, is that they're not playing for another hour. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to interrupt. In an hour, we'll be doing Mac Break Weekly in just a few minutes. I'm going to interrupt at 12 noon. And we're going to stop Mac Break Weekly, and I am going to play the game, maybe with a little help from Andy and Renee, I don't know, and see if I can win. And what we'll do is we'll take a look. This is how it went. All right, looks like they might make it this time. This is the HQ game that is the creation of one of the founders of Find Rescue Supply. And it's live, so that's why it's challenging. They're going to... Right, Alex? I mean, they have 11,000 people playing
this. We're back, guys. Hi, Electron, Thinker, Empty Fridge.
Don't say hi to everybody.
Joining the game right now. This, of course, is HQ, a live game show on your phone where you answer tough questions.
Is that Julie Antonuga?
Real money. Not that fake plastic stuff. We're talking real money.
That was downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, yeah, remember her.
I'm your host, Sharon Carpenter, live from New York City.
There was a guy doing it.
And if this is your first time tuning in and participating, this is how we play the game. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you have 10 seconds to tap the correct answer.
That's
infinitude. Get it right, you move on to the next
infinitude
round.
Of time.
You answer all 12 questions correctly, and you win the game, and you will be taking home some cold, hard cash.
Reverb Mike
there
said, you reach down and you flip the tortoise over
its back. In the game right
Did
now?
You make up
it's
these questions?
And the prize today is $250.
Dollars divided among 12,000 people.
If there are multiple winners, you guys will split the money. If nobody wins, that money rolls over to the next game.
It's actually a pretty cheap way to get a lot of people to show up.
No kidding.
You need to do that.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The game begins now. Question one.
All right.
Which beach sport is in the Olympics?
Beach cornhole.
Beach cornhole?
Beach basketball?
Beach
or beach volleyball? Beach cornhole? What is...
Not beach frisbee, which I like to play.
That was That's a fast 10 Olympic seconds. Sport. That was not 10 seconds.
But the Olympic sport is beach volleyball. Of course.
I'd pay to see beach basketball.
Who are the 80 people that answered beach cornhole?
Those are pranksters, Leo.
Those are people with phones with tiny screens.
It's back in 1996. Yes, it has. So let's move forward. Let's move on. Question number two.
How many
let's
winners do you this. Think we're going to have?
Which subject matter for painters mostly depicts inanimate objects? Portrait, still life, landscape.
That's not 10 seconds.
Portrait, no. Still life, landscape.
Are you using the iOS calculator?
Yeah.
Which one could it be? For you painters out there,
painters.
It's still life.
Oh, God.
Still life.
Amazing.
Your oranges. Yeah, apples,
all right, they've narrowed it down.
Now,
1,448
vases.
People and 500. These people are out.
This whole thing is making me very stressed.
8,742
is it stressful?
Players.
Yeah, it is.
Some people don't like these high-pressure situations.
You're on a roll right now.
Remember, Sarah Lane always said...
I never deal with high-pressure
situations. It makes me nervous.
All right, right, question number three, everyone. Let's do this. Before stereo recording existed, music was recorded in which form?
THX Smell-O-Vision?
I think in the next iteration of this app, like one of these buttons is a buy it now button.
Yes, people notice. There's ways to monetize this for sure.
If you do, you know.
Do you remember that time? How old are these people?
How are they commenting without within the 10 seconds?
You'd have to.
Was before stereo recording existed.
Another 865 people out.
You know, I
took my son to a record game, a record store, and he was like, he looked like a statue.
I know, my son. What is this?
This is amazing.
It's mystery.
All right, guys. Moving forward. Question number four.
They're doing this in somebody's office.
Which of these is a very popular Spanish rice dish?
Paella, risotto, rice pilaf. I love the paella.
Rice pilaf. Paella, risotto.
Actually, technically, it's not Spanish, is it?
A very, is it? Very popular Spanish rice dish. Well, I know it's not rice pilaf, which is an Indian dish, and I'm half Indian, so I know about that. The answer is paella. Did I say it correctly? Paella. I love the way that sounds. Delicious dish as well.
6,800.
And 60.
So we're down to 6,000 people.
If you guys know your rice dishes,
so what's $250 divided by
Spain?
Locks, right?
No? It's known as being.
Yeah, it only goes down. You can't jump in the middle.
Question five. Let's get right into it.
I presume it's going to get hard. Now.
Which city does the Prime Meridian line of longitude run through?
Montreal.
UK,
yeah.
Montreal.
I'm famous.
Montreal, Canada. You geography.
That's a poutine line.
It's not 10 seconds.
Which one could it be? I'm taking you back to my hometown, my home country, Greenwich, UK.
Yeah, but until you actually...
is the correct answer.
Let's
see how many players got that one right.
I'm just saying.
6,104
Does this make
you
want to play it?
I'm moving on to the next round.
I don't think this is actually as fun as You Don't Know Jack West. But it is live, and there's more. You're going to time it, Alex? Okay.
You never learned anything.
I'll let you time it.
Here at HQ. Moving on. Question six. Mountain lion is another term for which kind of feline? Cougar, ocelot,
can I
lynx.
Change it?
Which kind of feline? Cougar, ocelot, or lynx?
10 seconds. Okay.
From when the card pops
any of those
up.
On a high
I guess that makes sense because you see it. Yeah.
Cougar is another name for a mountain lion.
Oh, we're down to 4,734 people.
True fact.
You might get 10 cents out of this.
4,734 of you know your felines.
8,000 people are watching. I guess there's everybody else is watching.
As pumas.
Well, they started with 11,000, so 3,000 people just said, screw you.
We're just looking for the naughty words in the comments.
Now, guys, if you want to get extra focused, swipe right now.
What?
To hide your chat. If swipe right. Hide the chat and let's focus here.
Oh, there you go, because now it's right. You don't want
Question
hints.
Seven. Which video game company created the Steam platform? Blizzard, Valve, Ubisoft. Blizzard, Valve, or Ubisoft, the Steam platform, a video game company.
This will separate the winners from the losers, I
think. This is a really tough one. Valve. Valve is the correct answer.
Yeah, yeah. Another 1,200 people gone.
Goes well together.
Gone.
3,418 players.
Excuse me. Ubisoft contributed the API that was bought by Valve later on.
Platform in 2003.
I always get swiped left and right wrong. I don't know why.
Is it swipe from left or to left?
Yes, that's probably what it is. Yeah. It's from left. I always swipe.
Now let's focus again. Question six.
Yes. Two left.
Now, which TV show?
Cylons are famous for Battlestar Galactica.
It's villains.
Frick it!
We're all toasters. Or skin
caps. I think this means that it takes the app more than 8 minutes to crack the encryption on your phone and get all the context.
Oh, God, you think? You think there's some
sort of
horrible?
The fact that it's giving you these easy questions this deep in.
No, yeah. I think they want to make you feel successful. It's like playing the lottery.
But look how much we've narrowed it down to under 3,000 people.
Well, see, they've whittled them away. I bet you the last two
will be really hard, right? That's where I'm going to count on you.
Maybe even the last one. It'll be like, you did great, and then the last one.
I have an extra life. I have two extra
lives. Who invented cheese?
As well. By the way, if you guys want to win this game, and I want you... to win this game,
I want
you to comment right now, Sharon, this game is mine. Comment right now if you think you're going to win. Sharon, this
left?
Game is mine. I want to see it right now. Next question.
Adrian Young. I don't know. You guys know? I want to say Def Leppard. Unless
No.
Killers?
Three great bands there. Oh. Killers, oh. Def Leppard, oh, or No Doubt.
I got
doubt.
It wrong.
I just know because I know the answer to the
Which
other one.
One could it be? Well, there's No Doubt in my mind. No Doubt.
Oh, did I get
Gwen
killed?
Stefani. Adrian was the drummer.
No Doubt.
No Doubt.
So
he was actually a fan eliminated. Of the band. Back in the days before they were famous.
Extra Life.
Oh, extra life.
Back in the game. But I can't win, right?
Knew that Adrian Young was part of No Doubt.
You got it right? You got it right? Megan got it right.
She knew No Doubt. Around after Gwen Stefani left. That must be.
Was he the guy she was dating?
Great
no, because they had a big breakup.
Ever made, I'm sure.
She wrote all those songs, I'm Just a Girl, because of the breakup.
Question 10. Cablevision and NBC co-owned and operated which defunct
Tech TV.
TV Guide Network, Sports Channel, Esquire Network. TV Guide, Sports Channel, Esquire Network. Which one did they co-own?
That was wrong,
because
that was actually G4, right?
None of these are around anymore, but the correct answer is Sports Channel.
Oh, I'm dead meat.
Did you used to watch Sports
Channel? Well, I got one more life.
247 of you guys used to watch Sports Channel, right? It was folded up into Fox and Liberty's portfolio of Sports Network.
I might have done better had I really thought harder. Oh, well.
Question number 11. Things are getting tight, guys.
Question 11.
Anticipation is building.
Not bad. They're down to 250 people.
Which show had the top TV ratings in the first year TV ratings ever existed? Texaco Star Theater, Your Show of Shows, Fireside Theater.
Now he's bitter.
Like
he's
like, I could have won that one.
First existed. It was a long
Milton
time
Berle.
Ago. Were you alive back then?
Yes.
Texaco Star Theater. Is the
81.
Answer.
So really, they do narrow it down a lot.
81 of you.
And don't you feel like you now want to play again because, God, like I could have done better. Yeah. I should have done better.
Lots of people in the chat think that this game is theirs. We've got Scotty Whalen, Zeno, Alan, Rayna, Mikey from
so
Denver.
Many
are
you get down
guys
information about
still
users?
In? Are you guys still in? We have one question left. $250 on the
Well, it's, I think the production's pretty good. They need more of this, though, throughout
in
it,
the
right?
Game. Yeah.
So they do 12, I guess.
This home, have bragging rights on Twitter, take home the cold, hard cash.
She's,
let's
she's
find out.
She's a too close to teleprompter.
Yeah.
Question 12.
Kind of dead eye.
So yep. Darwin yep. and the Green Knight was written in which form? Alliterative verse. I am... Or couplets. I won't repeat those. Those are tongue twisters. But which one?
The pentameter
was
Shakespeare.
Alliterative verse. Yeah, Shakespeare. Yeah. I think it's alliterative verse.
Out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
What do Everything you think, Carson? You went to on this answer.
Sir Gawain and the Green Knight.
Verse.
It was alliterative verse.
Is the correct answer.
Wow, that is tough. 15 people, $250.
Do we
that's not
have
bad.
Any winners? We have
it's like
15
what, 15 bucks
winners.
Each.
15 winners.
That ain't bad. All right, so there's the game, HQ, our app cap.
Fun.
I hope you had a good time playing. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye. 1670, 67 each. Whoop. All right. Wow. I can't believe I won all that money.
You did really well. It looks like I need to learn a little bit more about the U.S. presidents.
Yeah. You know what always gets me? Geography questions. Mm-hmm. I hope there's no geography questions. Anyway, it's a weird to do an app cap that I can't show you, but that's what I like about it. You're playing live against other people in real time. And I love that. There have been some really fun trivia apps, and I always mention them when they come out because I'm a big trivia buff, but this looks like a lot of fun. HQ. From Intermedia Labs. I think this is a very interesting idea. You must be at least 17 years old to download this app, I guess because there's money involved. I guess that's why. You want to? I don't care. The money's not as important as getting on that leaderboard so the world knows you're a trivia pro.
I don't know. Remember, you're buying us both iPhone 10s, so the money might be important.
Wait a minute. $1,149 each. That's $2,300. Oh, my God. Boy, I hope it's a nice phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back next week, we'll tell you how that went.
Mm-hmm.
We'll show you the results of something that I was going to do.
That we're going to use the Mic Me.
The Mic Me, yeah, from Pepcom.
So, yeah, maybe we'll do you have a Shure microphone, too? We could maybe bring that.
Should we do a little comparison? Yeah, maybe.
Compare.
Yeah. We compared it with a PR40 on new screensavers. I think it compared fairly well. Maybe not quite as good as this mic, but then it's not as hard to carry around as this mic.
Mm-hmm.
So that will probably be my app cap next week. Just a little let you know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here. We do this show every Tuesday now. It's a new time, 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern time. If you have a question, a comment, if we got it wrong again, email
Megan@twit.tv. Or you can find me on Twitter @MeganMaroney. My DMs are open.
Oh, you can DM her. All right. Don't DM me. I don't want to know. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Erin Grobra.
I don't know if
it's special. That is very pricey.